Support for Under the Radar comes from Wellwithall. Wellwithall believes that self-care is community care. Premium products crafted for your daily wellness, from sleep support to heart health to your daily regimen. 20% of Wellwithall's profits are committed to leading the fight for health equity. They won't stop until it is truly Wellwithall.
I'm Callie Crossley. This week on Under the Radar with Callie Crossley, it's our annual spinning of holiday tunes with our own Mike Wilkins, radio engineer for PRX and GBH's The World.
Santa, even though it's snowing, jingle bells will still be glowing to welcome you home. Jingle bells and jingle berries sparkle in the snow.
That's Jingle Bells and Jingle Berries by Peter London, one of the original songs included in Mike's annual collection. All this hour, GBH's intrepid holiday music collector shares his new finds of old songs that are quirky, weird, and sometimes way out there. These are not the traditional carols from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir or even new traditional favorites like Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Nope, Mike Wilkins' compilation of songs you never heard of includes the vinyl one-hit wonders he rescued from the forgotten bins of overlooked B-sides and a few newer tunes that might become classics. This season, for his 34th year of Jingle Bell Melodies, Mike honors his mixtape history with this year's seasonal compilation, Mr. Mike's Merry Christmas Mix, a Yuletopia recording. Welcome back, Mike Wilkins.
Oh, it's so good to be back here, Kelly. Thank you for having me.
Well, I love Jingle Bells and Jingle Berries. Tell us all about who Peter London is and what the tune is all about.
You picked one of the first, right out of the gate, you picked one that I don't have a lot of information on.
Here we are.
Exactly. These are so forgotten and unknown, some of these songs. This was Peter London, came out in 1975 on the Centaur Records label out of Rochester, New York. It was written by a lady named Phyllis Bettoni and registered in 1964. So it took almost a decade before it was recorded by Peter. And as it turns out, he recorded several of her songs. That's all the information I have. I really can't find anything else about either one of those individuals.
I thought I heard kind of a British accent. Am I off?
I can't tell. I couldn't tell you. Let's say, yeah, sure, why not?
Why not? All right, well, I just wanted to give a little information about that before we dive into if this may be first-time listeners. We hope so. And they got to know how this all started 34 years ago. Well, before you were the big-time audio engineer you are now.
That's right, raking in the big bucks here in public radio. Well, I was working at a small market AM station up in Lowell, Massachusetts, and as I was playing these Christmas songs, I realized there were piles of records around me that were never going to see the light of day. They were just not commercially viable. And I thought, well, I should share some of these. They're so weird, and I'll share them with my friends. And I made a little compilation of about 5 cassettes that had all these weird Christmas music that was never going to see air. And the next year, I got some requests to do it again. And then next year, and now it's tradition, as Stan
Somebody stopped me, actually, and said, when's Mike's music coming out?
Oh, I said, gosh.
He's working on it.
Year-round. And that's the thing, is that it's a year-round project, and I've actually gotten several friends to help me out on it. Now, if they find something, they'll bring it to me or tell me where to find it. Our good friend John Abbott, actually, last time his visit, he dropped off 6 records for me that he had found in his perusal of record bins.
Former CEO of GBH.
Yeah, and loves this show, by the way. If you're listening, John, hi. But it's a year-round project, and I always gather more than I ever need. And one of these days, I'll probably do like a leftovers kind of, maybe that might be an additional bonus, loose interpretation of the word bonus CD.
Well, that brings me to the next question that I think people would be interested in, and that is, how do you decide what goes on this year's compilation of on your CD?
I think what it is just mostly what am I feeling at the moment? And there are times where I can go, oh, wow, this is great. I'm going to use this. And then when I first get it, and then when I'm listening back in October or November, I'm like, this just doesn't fit in with the rest of the things that I've chosen. Mm-hmm. And of course, this year, I was actually pretty much on top of it. I was actually able to put the compilation together by December 1st. Mostly because of your prodding, by the way, for the show, because normally I wait to the last, very last minute, a week before Christmas, Mike finally gets his act together. But it's just feel like, and there's times where in the past I've used a lot more like kiddie, mm-hmm. you know, sounding mm-hmm. Records, and or there's a particular genre that kind of takes over the mix. And there's no rhyme or reason to it, really.
Okay. Well, let's listen to Jingle Jangle by the Penguins.
Jingle Jangle. Well, it's Christmas time once again. Everyone's heart is full of cheer. Christmas brings a lot of joy. Christmas here once again.
Okay, who are the Penguins? And how did they get to record Jingle Jangle?
Well, this is from 1955, and you may recall, the Penguins may sound familiar to some doo-wop fans. They had a 1954 Top 40 hit called Earth Angel. Will You Be Mine?
Okay, all right.
And they were one of the first rhythm and blues hits to cross over to the pop charts. Mm. This song was written by Chris Williams, one of the members of the Penguins, and was released in 55, like I said, on the Mercury label, and was the B-side to A Christmas Prayer. Mm. So I've got that 45 in the collection. I did not bring it with me, but they really didn't see the success they saw after Earth Angel, but they recorded quite a few other 45s, and I believe an album.
So when you make your CD every year, I go through and I find various themes and pull together some commonalities. And so I was interested in that we had Jingle Bells and Jingle Berries by Peter London, and here's Jingle Jangle with the Penguins. So obviously jingling and jingle bells is a common theme.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, exactly. What holiday music for you? I know you did it because that was your gift at the time, but what is it about holiday music that continues to intrigue you?
I think it's just that, and we may or may not get to it later in your show, but even contemporary artists, Cher put out something this year. Mm. And I think what attracts me is that it's never ending what you can find and what genre. And you can go from doo-wop to punk to rock to classical to jazz. It seems to encompass, I mean, and I loathe kind of to use the old term world music, but it crosses all sorts, you know, especially in Christian-based countries. You've got a lot of just in French and Spanish, in any manner of language, there's Christmas music. Mm. And even though you may not know the track or the title or even the melody or the song, there's an expression of joy of Christmas. And there's something about that when they say the season, there's a lot of joy and hope in that, and I really enjoy that, and I enjoy when people actually maybe take a little poke at it, too, and have a little fun with it and repurpose old songs. So it just makes me happy.
So one of the things that continues to amuse me as we do these shows annually are the repurposing, as you say, of some classics, and you're thinking, okay, all right. So Deck the Halls, I mean, people know that song. Mm. There's a version that you have with Lord Larrow.
Oh,
let's take a listen.
Deck the halls with lots of money. Tra la 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 la. Rock the soca, let's be jolly. Tra la 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 la. Feel the bassline move your waistline.
Oh, Okay. Who? Lord Lara. Who is that?
This is Kenneth Lara. He is originally from Trinidad. You might get the feel for that. This came off of the Mary Soka Christmas album. And it was just, my favorite line is that, let the bass line move your waistline. I love that. It was, you know, he moved to Jamaica and spent the rest of his life performing in Jamaica. But this was from 1985, so it was fairly, fairly contemporary.
Yeah.
For those born, those of us born in the 1900s, and but it's just it's fun, and it's he's changed the words around a little bit, and it's got a great rhythm to it.
Yeah. All right. Now here's another repurposing of "Deck the Halls" by the Angry Snowman. Obviously, he's angry.
Yes. So this, well, the Angry Snowman's moniker is a playoff of a punk band called the Angry Samoans. And this is actually a repurposing of a L.A. punk band and their song Coup d'Etat.
Oh.
And so instead of Deck the Halls, it was Coup d'Etat. And it was a great, great little bit of fun. The band Angry Snowman's do a lot of this punk repurposing with Christmas stuff.
Oh.
And that's all they do, actually. They're not known as a band that plays out. They're kind of a studio band that repurposes old or traditional Christmas music in a punk fashion. And they came about in 2008 or so. And, this is...
It's different.
It's different, yeah. And I had a little bit of, you know, punk in my college radio days. And as soon as I heard this version, I was like, I got to include that.
Well, I have to say, it gets catchy after a while. I was nodding my head. And then I really like the very end of it. If you stick to the very end of it, he screams, Noel!
That's right.
Like, okay, well, you made your point, Angry Snowman.
There's a lot of yelling on this CD this year.
I'm telling you. So here's the overarching theme that I discovered from listening to your new collection, Mr. Mike's Merry Christmas Mix. It's all pretty much upbeat. You may not have noticed that. And I, as you said earlier, it's important as you choose which selections will be on the annual mix, you know, what mood you're in. So I was wondering, given it's so dark with everything going on in the world, if you just even unconsciously went to upbeat songs.
I think you may have something there because we do slow down a little bit towards the end, but we try to end on an up note. But it's you're not the. I lent a test pressing out to a good friend of the director of The World, April Peavy, and she said the same thing. It really starts off great and has a great energy through it. So it may be subconsciously, yeah. And there are things where it is too dark. There are things that are just like. There's another song, and we may get to that, but a young girl, and this is a record from the. We may get to it, but there's a young girl who wants a gun and for Christmas. And at the very end, it's like, just give her a gun and let her shoot. And I have to say, I thought twice about that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that really we should include in this day and age? And then I realized it's fun. It's supposed to be kind of, you know, just give the kid their present. And I just decided that people would take it in the spirit it was intended and that I didn't have to overthink it.
Mm. Well, I just, you know, usually you have about half and half upbeat and then, you know, sort of ballady things, but there's a decided leaning toward all upbeat this year, and I just noted it. So to that end, let's listen to Be Bright by the French Cassettes.
We'll be right back.
Okay. French Cassettes. Who are they?
Well, this is a trio from San Francisco, California. And this was actually just released last year in 2022.
Okay.
And earlier in your introduction, you mentioned that I looked through the bins and for the old stuff. This is contemporary, and I actually, this is a digital-only version of a song.
Oh, interesting.
And I found it on the website Bandcamp. And what I like about using this kind of resource is that you can pay for the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like just pulling things off the internet. That seems too easy. It seems like cheating to me. Mm-hmm. It's not for those who collect and distribute that kind of stuff. There's all sorts of manner to do that. For me, it just doesn't fit well. I always, and through this particular service, I was able to pay the band a couple dollars for use of their, to purchase their song. And I know that it was going straight to the band, and it made me feel a little bit better about things. So, but this was, they've actually doing, still recording. They put out a single a month ago.
Are they French?
And they are not.
Okay.
Right from San Francisco.
Okay.
They've been there like all their lives.
Okay.
But they've been around since like 2011. So they're a musician, a musical band that's been around.
And so Bandcamp is all bands then, I take it.
So yeah, there's a lot of the bands, the smaller independent labels and independent bands are finding a voice through Bandcamp that they can offer up digital-only versions of their stuff, and you can buy, I can buy the EP or the LP digitally and pay a certain amount for that. You can buy per track, or you can even buy entire discographies. And so it just keeps the cost down for some bands who maybe can't afford to actually make a physical copy of a CD or a LP or 45, though many of them do, and you can purchase those on Bandcamp. And given the opportunity, I would rather buy a 45 or an LP. And Bandcamp allows you to then get the digital version of it as well. But I like, there's something about the tactile, version, and I really, and they're up, a lot of the bands are upping their game these days. You're getting different colored vinyl, and so it's a lot of fun, and it's a new way to explore. There's so much out there. There's a couple bands that we may talk about later, but they only show up at Christmas time, and they do just Christmas music, and or holiday music, and so this kind of site allows them to do that while keeping their day jobs and maybe giving them an outlet for their musical abilities and pull in a couple extra dollars.
This probably is a good time to just remind the listeners that not only are you in the vinyl shops and in the flea markets and in the yard sales looking for the tactile 45s, as you say, but digital is really important, as our listeners know. And so you have to, that's another archive you got to go through if you're looking for a lot of variety.
Absolutely. Your show's on digital, available digitally,
well, that's right? Yeah.
And so is the mix. And so it's, but you, yeah, you have to, I think for the longest time I avoided it. I think I thought it was cheating, but I think it's definitely a venue that is opened up to me, and I realize I can take advantage of it while also compensating the artist.
Okay.
Which is just as important.
And yes, it is. All right. Now, I had not heard this version of Feliz Navidad, but this is by Vallejo. So let's take a listen.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año, Felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año, Felicidad.
Okay, so who is Vallejo, and why try to do what, the classic is out there, and it's just interesting to hear this version.
And what I like about it is it kind of starts off a little slow, and by the end it's really gotten a nice groovy feel to it and really carries through. And this is how we end the mix, actually, this year. Vallejo is from Austin, Texas. It's actually three brothers, all named, you know, their last name is Vallejo. You have AJ and Alex and Omar. They've been recording since 1991. They actually went on a hiatus, probably in the late 90s. They finally stopped recording, but just last year or 2 years ago released a new album in 2021. So they're still a viable band. They still play out, but they haven't recorded until recently. This particular track was 1999. I think it's just the fact that, again, every artist has a different interpretation of what their expression for that song.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think when you hear it, though, you hear the what probably some people believe is the classic version. I'm blanking on the artist right now. But, you know, so it's interesting to hear it differently. If you're just tuning in, this is Under the Radar with Callie Crossley. I'm Callie Crossley. Joining me for this entire hour is our annual guest, PRX and GBH engineer Mike Wilkins, here with his special mixtape of weird, fun, and unusual holiday tunes. Now, speaking of weird, we must mention The Abdominal Snowman by Copycats. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, this is weird. Let's go to Himalaya.
High in the mountains of Himalaya, that's where the weirdest voice will call you. The Abominable Snowman.
Okay, Mike, what is up with this? I've heard of the Copycats, I think.
Yeah, I think there are several bands named the Copycats. However, this particular band, I really can't find. This is another one of those.
Wow.
Seriously, very hard to get any information on. It's not such a rare record, it seems. A little hard to find, but it was released in 1960 on the Prince record label. And I think the Copycats name comes out of it. It has a little of that Bobby Boris Pickett sound, you know, Monster Mash-ish.
Yes.
And some of the other kind of crazy, the crazy Cajun comes to mind, who had that kind of feel for some of his music. But I just really can't find anything else more on this release. It's very weird. It's the
yes,
the Copycats featuring Kimo and Sabi, and the
oh
back is the back is something called Chief Sitting Bull, and it's basically a story telling about the last person in of Custer's band talking to Chief Sitting Bull. It's very weird.
What the, well, they say it's weird in the lyrics.
Yes, but so the snow. Getting back to the snowman real quickly, I just really don't know much about it. And it is weird. And it's almost more of a maybe a Halloween song, kind of a spooky monster song. Because in the lyrics it says But so I had to include it. It's just I wish I had more information. Maybe somebody out there knows.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know because that's just so weird. All right, right with in the same group, Go Tell Santa by Ivy Ellen.
Oh, there we are. This is what we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
Too small.
I wanna.
That's too little.
I wanna.
Well, that's too tall.
I wanna.
That's not enough.
I wanna.
That's too much. Go and tell Santa Claus what you want.
One, two, but my shoe. What am I gonna do? Every year it comes out the same. Santa Claus hears only my name. And he's never heard even one small word.
Go and tell Santa Claus what you want.
Yay, yay.
That's too square.
This is so odd. And as you pointed out earlier, the end of this is she wants a gun.
Yeah. which is weird.
Which is weird.
Yeah, it's not telegraphed at all.
It's just like, I don't know where she goes with that. So if what you just showed me, the physical 45, and one side has Ivy Ellen, that's who we have credited with the song. On the other side, it says the reindeers.
So the other side of the, which is the reindeer side, is just the instrumental.
Oh, okay, all right.
Some place you want to just put in your own words, apparently, but it's just the instrumental part of it, and that's what kind of makes this a little weird as well. Now it's on the Felsted label, not it's a known label. It's not very big, and it wasn't very small. It's just a record label. And what's odd about this, 1960, this came out in 1960, I cannot find anything. I did find one little bit. I had to go digging real deep, but Cashbox was a trade publication at the time. And in the December 3rd, 1960 issue of Cashbox, they said, this was the quote, "Child and her parents offer a cute, itsy bitsy type Xmas novelty. Kitties will enjoy the proceedings."
Oh, goodness.
That's the end of the quote. And that's all the information I can ever find about this. Again, maybe somebody else knows more than, and I would love
to. So we don't know how old Ivy Ellen was.
At the time, no. But again, and we kind of discussed this in past programs, I think we have a lot of adults who are trying to sound like kids.
Oh,
and I think this
is older.
That's the impression I got on this one as well.
Okay. Still in the weird category. Yeah. Little Nada Drummer Boy. Let's take a listen. Okay, Mike. Who is Maruga?
Yeah, that's I believe he's going by Maruga Booker these days.
Okay.
Stephen Bukvich. He's an incredible drummer, and having played, toured, and recorded with people like Brenda Lee, John Lee Hooker, Paul Winter, Ted Nugent, Allen Ginsberg, Bob Dylan, many others. He has played with all sorts of people. He lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan now. And he owns his own recording studio, as well as being a minister in a Celtic Orthodox church. Hmm. Now, this track was released in 1986 on his own label, and it's a 12-inch single, and it comes with, I'm guessing, his own artwork.
Which is very odd, I will say.
Graces the cover. And he's just an incredible individual, and it is kind of a different take with him yelling.
You think?
And it's strange and different, and it's fun. I love it. I can't get enough of it. I actually had to shorten the song a little bit and fade it out in the mix because it goes on for like 6 minutes.
Oh my
and,
God.
Yeah, and
it's a dance track.
Oh, it is. It's awesome.
Oh my God. Well, we go from weird to what I've labeled just gorgeous, just beautiful. And one of those songs is Sugar Rum Cherry, The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy by Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Wow. I mean, this is Duke Ellington, so what would you expect?
Exactly. I was in a record store, and I told the gentleman what I wanted. Looney Tunes records right here in Alston, Massachusetts. And he said, "What can I help you with?" And I said, "I'm looking for your weirdest Christmas music." It can be beautiful, it can be strange, it can be wonderful. He promptly went and got this. He says, do you have this? And I said, I do not have this. And it looks kind of like, you know, I don't know. It looks like 15 other album covers I have.
Yeah.
And he said, this, listen to this. You're going to love it. It's a hard-to-find LP. And he's right. It is gorgeous. The copy I have is beautiful. It's boozy. That's the only way I can use to describe this. But Billy Strayhorn, it is just fantastic.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, gorgeous all the way through. That's just one part of the suite. The whole suite is here.
So many people get sick and tired of hearing the familiar holiday tunes well before the actual holiday. That's because the most familiar, Holly Jolly Christmas, Sleigh Ride, and White Christmas, have been playing on a loop since October. Meanwhile, there are more than a dozen new holiday albums from Christmas album veterans like Pentatonix and new stars like jazz singer Samara Joy, plus pop queen Cher, whose new album debuted at number one on Billboard in October. But it's fair to say the familiar or latest streaming favorites don't have the offbeat panache of post-apocalypse Christmas or Go Tell Santa or Will You Please Spend New Year's Eve With Me. Nope, these are the Not Your Average Holiday Song playlist curated by PRX and GBH's The World Engineer, Mike Wilkins. Where else can you hear Hating You for Christmas, another Mike find fished out of the vinyl stacks of nostalgia? So many songs you never heard of from Mr. Mike's Merry Mix 2023 recording. That's next. This is a special 1 hour Under the Radar with Callie Crossley. I'm Callie Crossley. That's Frosty the Snowman, a decidedly weird version of the classic holiday song by the singer Tarja. This version of the familiar holiday tune was excavated by GBH engineer and holiday music collector Mike Wilkins. The song is one of nearly 30 selections that are part of his once-a-year curation of the off-the-beaten-path holiday songs, sometimes way off. Mr. Mike's Merry Christmas Mix 2023 is his 34th collection. I'm Callie Crossley, and this is Under the Radar with Callie Crossley. And we're in the middle of a special hour celebrating the mixtape of quirky holiday songs from the PRX and GBH engineer, Mike Wilkins. And I got to say, that's a weird one.
As soon as I heard it, I knew I had to include it because there's no way leading up to the vocals that it sounded like something like an epic movie trailer or something. And Tarja Turunen is a Finnish heavy metal singer. She was in the band Nightwish. Some of the heavy metal fans in your audience, and I know there are probably many, might recognize her from that. She's got a 3-octave range. She's a trained professional operatic singer.
Wow.
And this is actually her second such Christmas album, and it's just fantastic. And I actually got the hard copy here, and I showed you.
Welcome to the Dark Christmas.
That's right. Want you to celebrate, you know, and welcome to. And like I said, it's just this is a reworking of an old classic, and it takes you by surprise, and that's why I included it here. It was kind of fun, actually.
Well, if she's doing the second album, I guess people are buying it or into it. Somebody, I mean, for one thing, it's truly a collector's item, I would have to say.
Well, the album itself is a double album, a double LP, and the it's green or white with green splatter is how they describe
the glitter on the cover.
Glitter on the cover. It's a really remarkable piece of engineering.
I have to say, boy, that's what I live for when I listen to your compilation. It's always something interesting like that. Here's one, because I label this group Interesting Topics. All I Want for Christmas is My Methadone.
Yeah.
By Lonely Land or Lovely
Again,
Land.
Again, just another reason to...
Well, let's take a listen.
All I want for Christmas is my methadone. And all I want for Christmas is a free ride home. And all I want for Christmas is for this ache to leave my bones. And all I want for Christmas is my methadone. All I want for Christmas is a Cadillac. All I want for Christmas is my baby back. All I want for Christmas is a great big money stack. All I want for Christmas is a Cadillac.
So this starts off, and I think it's Social Commentary, and then he goes to the Cadillac. I'm not quite sure where
it's kind of
here.
A juxtaposition, I think, of where some people are at. Some people are... maybe in the gutter, and other people are actually driving past the gutter. And so maybe that's, I'm not quite sure, but it was just, it was weird enough. It takes kind of a little dark turn later, and then it goes back to joyous, happy, and group singing. And I just thought it was...
odd.
Yes. And it fit the bill, and it was just, I thought, well, this is not what anybody, no one's expecting this.
And well, who is Lonely Land?
They were formed in Austin, Texas back in the 90s, I believe.
Okay.
And they did release, Bob Schneider is the head of that, and he released an album in 1999, I believe. And he continues to perform solo in the area. And in fact, he's going to be having a new album out within the next couple months, actually.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. All right, now, in the same vein, Post-Apocalypse Christmas. Let's take a listen.
Yeah. Again, another snap your fingers.
Yeah.
Kind of fun little groovy tune.
It was the first Christmas of the post-apocalypse. Apocalypse Christmas, and the snow was falling as you reach out with a kiss. Post-apocalypse Christmas, post-apocalypse Christmas. Deep inside the concrete bunker, post-apocalypse Christmas.
Okay, this is Guff Reeser.
Right. So he's a Welsh singer. Mm-hmm. He would pronounce it more like Griffiths.
Okay.
Griffiths.
Okay.
So it's almost one word when he says it. And some people might recognize that name. He was with the Super Furry Animals, which got some mainstream success in the mid-90s. I got to meet him a couple years ago, and I found out that he had this EP out. Three-song EP, and it was, again, this is another one, especially it's an import, so it was hard to get a reasonable priced copy of as a CD, and but again, it's the juxtaposition of a post-apocalypse Christmas with this kind of like finger-snapping, happy, like, you know, devil-may-care kind of like, hey, everything's fine. I liked the juxtaposition there, and again, it just seemed to fit.
All right, and one more. Hating You for Christmas by Everclear.
So these are all, kind of back to back.
Gotta listen to it. Let's take a listen.
Thanks for the Christmas card. I don't want to hear about the new job now. I don't want to hear about the new boyfriend. I don't want to hear about it all working out for you. No, I don't want to hear it now. I don't want to hear about the swinging new place. I don't want to hear how everyone thinks it's great. I just want to sit in our apartment and hate you. Yes, I will be hating you for Christmas.
Okay, so this is a breakup song.
Yes, no doubt. It's like, I don't want to hear how good things are with you right now. I just want to still hate on you. This was actually a quote-unquote hidden track on a CD. So this was Everclear, of course, has been around, it seems like, forever. 91, I'm guessing, is about when they started. This was recorded in 1997, and like I said, a hidden track on one of their CDs. So if you, it only lists 12 tracks, and if you let the 12th track play out, about 2 minutes later, this song shows up. And it's not indexed anywhere. It's not even mentioned on the CD at all. And you have to look for it. Now, I found it kind of accidentally, but I knew it existed as a 45. That was, again, a hard-to-find 45. Santa Baby's on the A side. This was on the B side. It was a jukebox copy only, and I wasn't going to pay the exorbitant. I'm economical.
Okay.
I'm cheap. But anyway, this is it's obviously a breakup song, and it kind of goes in the manner that's grouped with kind of the post-apocalypse and everything. It's just it's a little angry and a little energetic and frantic.
Yeah, frantic. Exactly. I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to hear it either. So I get the sentiment.
Exactly. And I'm sure it's going to really appeal to there's someone out there listening going, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I love Soul Santa Funk Machine.
Yeah.
Just because. Right, just because.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Nobody sees Santa on Christmas when he steals down the chimney with care. Wouldn't it be so revealing if Santa had black kinky? I know his cheeks wouldn't be rosy, but still you could tell the man was cold. When you saw his red underwear peeking from under his soulful jelly roll. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is my favorite line. I know his cheeks wouldn't be rosy.
You know who I was thinking about when I included that,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course.
You and your
Black Santas.
Plethora of Black Santas. Henry Santoro just posted another video of it just increases every year. It's taken over the office.
I try. But so I love this.
This is so much fun. It's by the.
Who is it?
So it says Funk Machine, but yeah. It's actually kind of a one-off group. One-off group. Effort by the label itself. So these are kind of studio musicians
right.
that got together from the Creative Funk label, and they all got together to create this. So there's no such group really as Funk Machine. It's just on the LP.
And how old is it?
So this was 1973.
Oh wow!
And you
okay.
see the label. It kind
yes.
of feels like it's
right.
You know early 70s
yes.
and. But it was a one-off collaboration by members of Ohio, of the record label's stable of musicians.
Okay. I also love Hanukkah Nights.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love anything that spells out the word. So you got to listen to it first, and then we'll talk about it on the other side. Three-speed sleigh. Here we go. There's always conversation every year about there's not enough Hanukkah songs, so this is a great one. And on top of that, there's always conversation about how do you spell it.
Right.
So they're spelling it for you, one version at least.
Exactly. They're, you know, ask two other people and you're going to get two other answers. But this is a takeoff of there was a pop band called the Bay City Rollers, and they did a song called Saturday Nights, and it was so S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y Nights. And so these guys, the Three-Speed Sleigh back in 2018, a group of them, they're not actually, this is another one of those collaborative efforts, just like we heard, of other musicians from other bands getting together. Actually, this was on a compilation CD, and it was meant to raise some funds for a charitable organization. So they got together and released this and had a little fun by reworking an old rock pop rock song by the Bay City Rollers and turning it into Hanukkah Nights. One of my best lines on there is, they say, it happens late December every year. The Jewish calendar isn't exactly clear.
Oh, wow.
So we're actually just past Hanukkah now.
Right, that's right.
But sometimes it falls right in there, and sometimes it's just a little ahead or behind.
Well, I loved it. It's and again, it's part of your overall upbeat vibe this year.
Yeah.
Here's a question I've always meant to ask you, and I forget, and so it just comes to me. As an audio engineer, you have a finely tuned instrument in terms of listening and hearing. So how does that come to play when you're out and about putting your ear to the ground or to the vinyl or online to the digital, if you will, in making selections?
So quite often they're blind buys, you know, when I'm out in the store. I don't actually ask to have it played for me or to hear it. And I kind of visually inspect the record and see. I know your engineer, David Goodman, has been trying to clean up some of the tracks. They're a little scratchy and poppy and that kind of things. I kind of leave them in the compilation as like that, just to give you the feel of the vinyl. But it's just, and online, you don't always get a chance, especially these unknown things. You have no idea. There's no way to go to YouTube and find out anything about it. So it's, but when I'm finally getting to listen to them, there are certain things that are mixed in a way that I feel it's just unintelligible or overpowering or inappropriate, and I don't include them. But and then there are some things that are just so rare, and it doesn't matter how they sound, I want to include them.
You know, that's something that has to be included. I get it. I just often wondered because I figure you're bringing something extra to the table when you're listening.
Well, I think as you might have heard already, some of that goes by the wayside. My standards are lowered just to bring a little bit of the smile to everyone.
If you're just tuning in, this is Under the Radar with Callie Crossley. I'm Callie Crossley, and I'm here with PRX and GBH engineer Mike Wilkins, continuing our jam session with tunes from Mike's 34th annual collection. He calls Mr. Mike's Christmas Mix 2023. All right. Now, one of the things that you and I have enjoyed over the years when we have these discussions and go back over the songs that you've pulled is listening to new stuff that comes out that you may think it could be a classic. I may think could be a classic, you know, later on as it goes. I just as we go into listening to some of the new stuff that's out there, because there are a few new albums. This is a piece of information I got from Billboard. Only 10 entries on Billboard's last Hot 100 of holiday songs last year, now that's last year, 2022, were written after All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
That's how hard it is to become a song that stands out in the holiday song mix. Now, they noted a couple that might have staying power from last year. Ariana Grande's Santa Tell Me, or it wasn't last year, she did 2014. Kelly Clarkson's Underneath the Tree, 2013. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton's You Make It Feel Like Christmas from 2017. And Taylor Swift's, of course, Christmas Tree Farm from 2019. Mm-hmm. But isn't that amazing?
That's
only
10? I didn't know that. Yeah. I had no idea.
And here's the other thing about vintage songs that you and I love. Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree knocked off Mariah Carey's number one position.
That's right, because she redid it this year on the anniversary of it.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is amazing and fantastic. Unfortunately, I'd already put this all together before that had been released.
That's
all right. I would have included it, I think, because it's just so fantastic.
Well, we have to mention it because Mariah Carey sent her some flowers and a note,
which
I thought was so sweet.
That is awesome.
Yes.
See? Yeah, good.
All right. So one of the people that you chose from the brand new album, Cher. Here she is.
Well, I had to.
let's listen to a piece from her new album.
It's the time of year. Put the tree up, let the real world disappear. Can we still believe in the season and remember why we celebrate the memories, the wild child in you and me? We'll always be together wherever we are, wherever we go.
Come on, she still got it.
She does. She does. And this is one of those, you asked about my ear, and I have to say, at first, when I first listened to this, this is not Cher at all. Just the auto-tuning and some of the studio tricks.
Yeah.
But the more you listen to it, the more you hear Cher.
You do.
The mere fact that it's taken her this long in her career to release any kind of Christmas music is amazing
to me.
Isn't
it amazing?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I know. Well, you know, always in this mix are my favorite people, Pentatonix.
Oh, of course.
The Greatest Christmas Hits is their new album, and they have old hits and new songs, 8 new songs.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen to Please, Santa, Please. I love them. Love them, love them.
You should, because they're fantastic.
They are fantastic. A couple of artists that might be new to some people. Samara Joy, young woman who won Best New Artist at the Grammys last year, has a holiday album called A Joyful Holiday. She's a jazz singer, and her voice is something else. Let's listen.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
Beautiful. She just has now.
Gorgeous.
You want to? Isn't that gorgeous? And she's quite young, so she has a whole career ahead of us, ahead of her, and we have more songs to look forward to. Also, maybe new to some people, he's been around a little bit, is another jazz singer, Gregory Porter.
Thinking back to when I was a kid, we never knew where Christmas toys were hid. Staying up so we could hear the sound.
Again, a beautiful voice, gorgeous. Just gives you the sense of the variety of holiday tunes. In this section, want to end with one that you picked, Allie and AJ.
Yeah.
Greatest Time of the Year. This is from the Barbie movie, so let's take a listen to that.
It's the greatest time of year, and it's here. Help me celebrate it with everybody here. Friends so dear, let me simply state it. Our favorite way to spend the holiday, yeah.
Okay, what appealed to you other than the upbeat tune, Michael?
Well, I think it was the upbeat tune and the fact that it does give nod to the Barbie movie, right? Because this was came off of the Barbie CD. You know what? I've got the name here in front of me, right?
It was the season to sparkle.
Yes, and it was the. And I thought, you know, let's give a nod to the movie, and these two sisters, AJ and Allie. This came out, believe it or not, in 2006, though, which is amazing. And it just was fun and upbeat, and it seemed like a great way to start off the mix.
Oh, wonderful.
It is the greatest time of year.
It is, Mike, and that brings us up
because I get to hang out with you.
I know. Well, that I enjoy that, too. Almost to the end of our lovely conversation. So what do you got to say overall about this year's selection and how you put it together and how you feel about it at this moment?
I think at this moment, I feel a lot better about it because talking about it, it brings it more to life. And I think when I'm compiling it, I have a lot of doubt. I have so much material and I put it together and I'm thinking, am I leaving something good out? Should I have included this? Should I have dropped that? And in fact, actually, the very first version of this mix that I got to you, online as a precursor, actually I dropped a couple of those tracks and rearranged the order of them because it just felt better in the order that they're currently in, and so I it's a lot of fun to do it and it takes a little time, but I always am a little, I don't know if this is how good is it? And it's not until good. I get into your hands and some friends' hands and share it here online and see what the response is with your audience, and that's when I find out whether it's a hit or a miss. And it, and then in the end, it, I guess it doesn't matter because it's just a gift, and hopefully there's something somewhere, one song that someone enjoys.
Well, we all enjoy it, and next year you got a big, big anniversary, 35
yeah.
years. Wow. The pressure's on.
You gotta. Yeah, like Stan Freberg said, it's tradition. you know, maybe that will be where I come up with the bonus CD of holiday leftovers or something. But a friend of mine is like, why aren't you just, do you hang on to your records? I hang on to every single one of them. I have everything that I've ever purchased or picked up or was given, I have a copy of and have retained it to this day, and maybe have a couple copies that I should probably get rid of. But it's, yeah. It takes up more space than, than it should.
All right, I ask you this every year, so I got to ask. What's the song that's gotten away from you that you're still looking for and you hope to get?
Well, and every year I think I probably tell you I don't know it until I stumble across it, because that's really the truth of the matter. There was something that came up in my on my want list through Discogs, which is another site that I keep an eye on. And I just couldn't bear to part. It's called A Black Christmas, and it sounds like it might be an electronica version. I have not heard it, but it's a 45, and it's currently like an overseas cost of $90 and then probably another $20 for shipping, and I just can't part with that right now. But there are all – it's not until – I did pick up Teddy Van's Santa Claus Was a Black Man LP this past year, and I was really looking forward to that. And so I have that added to the collection. But yeah, again, I don't know until it's in my hands or in my ears.
And we'll know when we hear it next year. Yes. So, Mike, thank you, and see you here next year.
Absolute joy. Thank you very much, Callie.
Well, thank you. Mike Wilkins is an audio engineer for PRX and GBH's The World program by profession and by avocation, a collector of unusual or little-known holiday music. That's it for this special one-hour holiday edition of Under the Radar with Callie Crossley. Listen to us online at GBH News or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to stay up to date with our programming. We're going out on Christmas Love by Billy Idol. Under the Radar with Callie Crossley is a production of GBH, produced by Jesse Steinmetz and engineered by Dave Goodman. Listen again on Wednesday and see you here at 6 p.m. next Sunday for a new episode. I'm Callie Crossley. Thanks for listening. Happy holidays.
It's what the whole world needs. It's what we're dreaming of. So light up the fire. Walk through the snow. Come and stand with me now under the mistletoe. We all need some Christmas love. Gonna